Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. My name is Carrie, and welcome to our weekly show about Days of Our Lives. We have a Days of Our Lives blog called Diva Days of Our Lives. You can find it at divadaysofourlives.blogspot.com. You can find me on Twitter at DivaAbdul, and we have two Facebook pages. One is the letter D, then Va Days, and that's a friend-to-friend one. And we also have a fan page, Diva Days of Our Lives. And just a couple of days ago, I joined BlogFrog. So if you're a blogger and you would like to discuss days on BlogFrog, I started a Days of Our Lives community there. And, or if you're just a blogger and you want to hook up with other bloggers and talk about things and talk about blogger stuff, it's a pretty cool site. I just found it. And well, the whole story was I was at the doctor's office and I was reading Entrepreneur magazine and I saw the article and I stole the magazine from the doctor's office.
Oh.
Yeah. So, well, next time I go, I'll bring it back. And we have Anne on here tonight.
Hello.
And we have Marianne here tonight.
Hey, I made it.
Yay,
hi, everyone.
You made it.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
Great from work.
And, and you can call in and talk to us at 914-338-1239, or you can join the girls in the chat room, and they're all ready to go already. So, Anna, do you want to pop pimp the hapkas for us?
Oh, sure. It would be a pleasure to pimp the hapkas. By hapkas, do you by any chance mean at Bob Hapka? And
yeah,
at Amy Hapka, are those the Hapkas of which you speak? yes, that's pretty awesome people. Amy calls us her hoochies. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we love the Hapkas. So follow them for, like as I say, to be entertained and offended. Mostly Bob to be offended. I mean, you know. But,
she joins in too.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Yeah, he's pretty good at defending as well. But they're both highly entertaining and lots of fun. So we enjoy them a lot. So and of course you can always follow at Kazi Hooch for a good time. And you can also follow at Mama underscore Hooch. Kazi Hooch and Mama Hooch, no, she's not my mother, but
for a
you know,
really good time,
her, but I love her dearly. And at Diva Abdul, of course, and so and Nicole, is it 78? And at N I C H O L L E, is it 78 at the end? Is that right?
Yeah, but hers is a protected Twitter.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. Don't follow her.
Don't follow her. She's private.
She's obviously an underground Days fan. Can't say I blame her. No kidding. you know, not the Kazi Hooch is my real name or anything.
It's not. We can always get it changed.
Oh no, Kazi.
Yeah, my best friend told me this too. Once you take those classes on social media at work, you know, then you get afraid to use it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, mm-hmm. you can get fired by a bunch of stuff you say online. So, but
oh,
anyway, the shout out to Nicole anyway, because that poor girl tries so hard to get in the chat room every single week, and she can't get in. So,
Blog Talk did send me some suggestions about clearing my cache and some other stuff, C-A-C-H-E, so not the other kind of cash. I haven't tried it yet, but for those who are having problems with the chat room, you might try to clear your cookies and all that good stuff, which I don't remember how to do, but I'll be looking into it soon.
If you go to tools and then clear recent history,
clear. Okay. On your internet?
But then you have to and then you have to turn around and sign in again, though. But yeah.
It's I saw
that
suggestion.
It wipes everything out.
Yeah, it wipes out all your logins, too. But yeah, I saw that suggestion. I'm like, oh, come on. They know it's not the cookies, and
it's
not Adobe. It's more than that.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say it can't be. Because, I mean, I'm not having problems on every other site I go to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, if you're bored and you feel like trying to come into the dashboard, are you near a computer?
Oh, I could try it. I've given up. I could try it again. See.
Okay. Give it a shot.
You never know. The magic of internet, it might happen.
The thing is, I have no problems with our show now, but when I go to other shows, sometimes I can't even see the chat room. It's like, and I'm the one having the least amount of problems out of everybody. But, okay, so we've been
there for a while. You were having a lot of problems, so what's good with that?
Yeah, we had dropped calls. I couldn't see the chat room when I was hosting, but it was there in the chat room.
Oh, that's right.
On me.
Yeah,
the chat room.
Saying, one week you were like, I can't get the chat room open. And everyone was like, we're in there.
I got blocked from my own room. I can throw in a party and I'm not allowed to come.
I couldn't get in, by the way.
Let's talk about Ariane Zucker.
I listened to your interview.
It was her media day yesterday, and when I got the email Monday about it, I mean, I was squeeing. So you guys heard squeeing from the Pittsburgh area. That was me.
Yes.
I've been dying to interview Ari for years, and she's one of my favorite actresses. I love Nicole. I mean, Nicole can do no wrong, in my opinion. I mean, I love the flesh-eating bacteria storyline just because I hate Chloe, so I didn't have a problem with Nicole doing that. But with 10 minutes, you don't really get to go into the flesh-eating bacteria story. So I did the best I could, and we had a lot of fan tweets on that one asking questions for Ari. And she did agree for a do a longer live call-in show. And Dave Felicity. Oh, I know. I was so happy. And Dave Felicity is supposed to set that up. So if they don't set that up, I'm going to be very angry.
Good luck with that. But let's hope it works.
So Ari's really cool. And she is who you think she is. You can tell Nicole is a lot like Ari. Ari is nefarious or anything like that or... But I mean,
she brings the humanity to Nicole. Otherwise, Nicole would be.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She makes you root for Nicole and makes you feel compassionate.
Yeah.
No matter what Nicole has done, they're still. You want Nicole to win. You just want her to be happy, finally, sometime.
Yeah, and that's I think the number one problem a lot of younger actors have is if they're playing a bad character, is that they don't portray the sympathy or empathy, they're just playing a villain 24/7, stone-faced, no compassion, nothing. Well, you end up not liking those characters at all. I mean, they're just one note. And Nicole's never been a one note character. She does bad things, but you feel sorry for her. And she's had a really screwed up childhood, and that's kind of messed with her head quite a bit. And she's always looking for a family because her family was so dysfunctional, and she had issues with her mom, and her dad was a terrible guy, and all this stuff. And you feel sympathy for her, but she's always wanted a baby, and I just don't know if Dave is going to let Nicole have a kid just because of the writer's change. If it wasn't for Tomlin, I don't know, because Tomlin seems to want to rewrite everything that's happened the past 9 months. I don't trust them. And, I had to ask her, what's going on with the baby? And she really didn't say anything. And I was reading her other interview she did that day. She really didn't hint too much of anything.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah, the spoilers that are out now, it looks like Daniel's going to dump Nicole. Allison Sweeney's saying stuff that looks like we're going to have E-Jammy again.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, of course, the rumor is that they chem tested Ari with Greg Vaughn. He's going to be Eric Brady. So, and Ari did say something, Brick Cole is not on the horizon at all.
Oh, yeah.
I know, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
They're going to put her, did you say Eric Brady with Nicole? Is that what you said? I didn't catch that.
It looks like they're going to go with Nicole and Eric.
Okay.
Brady. Yeah, Brady
right.
Black, from what you
said.
Well,
they're hot. That would be hot, I have to admit.
Yeah. Yeah, probably the same Brady Black is not on Nicole's radar at all. So.
Oh, geez. And they're the two that are the best together, I think, almost.
I like E-Jolie, too, though. Well, he totally
did,
only for Cole.
I do. Yeah, mm-hmm. I did.
I did for a while, but I got kind of tired of him this last time.
But I'm enjoying E-Jammy. You know, they've kind of been back for a while now.
I enjoy Lumi, too. Lumi and E-Jammy. I'm one of those weird people like those. But I do see the chemistry with E-Jammy.
Seems like he's getting thrown under the bus again.
Yeah.
Again.
I wish Autumn would come to town and be some kick-ass person and really liven things up for him. Mm-hmm. I really, you know, because I do love Lumi, even though, you know, like I said, I've always been a Lumi and an E-Jammy, which is a weird person to be, but, you know, it's kind of a difficult existence to have on Twitter, but I try. But I think it would be fun if they brought in some real pistols to be Autumn, who could play against Kate and Sammy and Lucas. And I mean, I just think that would be fun. But anyway, who knows? They never call
me.
They
just never can find somebody for Lucas. I don't know.
Because then it would be kind of fun, like if she was some really hot, like, Asian chick or something and, like, a pistol. She comes in because she met her in Hong Kong. I mean, she might not be Asian, you know, Hong Kong. A lot of people from other countries live there. But it would be kind of fun to, like, see Sammy get jealous of that, but then all, I don't know. I just think it would be fun. But, oh, well, that's me and my warped sense of humor, I guess. But I think that'd be fun. Plus, Lucas needs some love if she's going back to DJ. But I don't know.
Yeah, I think she's already back.
Yeah.
Poor Lucas.
Looks like it.
Mm-hmm. I like how she teamed up with Will. I love the Will, EJ, Sammy. You know, Will and Sammy were such at odds, and now they're all on the same team, all three of them. Yeah, I just like that. You know, like how they're working together like that. The dynamic there is completely turned around.
It is it just me, or does it feel like both Sammy and Will have crushes on EJ?
Oh, do you love Will smile when he talks to EJ? Oh, his face just lights up.
It's so funny.
Oh, and EJ knows it too, and he gives
friend.
That little grin. Yeah.
I know, I loved it when he called him his friend this week. That was cute. I liked that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Gaze of Days tweeted to me, at Gaze of Days, and Chandler Massey gave an interview, which I put on the blog. Oh, and our Ari Zucker interview is here on Block Talk Radio in my archives. It's the featured show, so it's really easy to find. Or you could find it on the blog, and you can just listen to it on iTunes. And Chandler gave a really long interview with really nice picks, so you really should check out the interview. And he's saying EJ and Will are coming to an end. And he describes her. They're coming.
Oh.
And he describes her relationship as master and slave.
What's wrong with that? Crack?
What's wrong with
that? Seriously.
Really?
I mean, I don't think that, you know, if Chandler doesn't want that job, I'll take it.
Really. I think we all will.
Yeah. And we're going to be singing Wilson in the fall, Will and Sunny. So, and they're cute, too.
Will and Sunny. They're kind of cute. But nothing compares to EJ and Will. Will.
Yeah, I want EJ to be the flame. But from what Chandler said, basically, he said that EJ knows that Will's attracted to him and EJ's playing with it. That's way easier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can tell. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Isn't that funny? I love it.
So, yeah. So that,
yeah,
that
like mother like son, right? Like mother like son. He's playing both of them like a fiddle.
That would.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be a groundbreaking love triangle on soap?
Yes, it would. Yes.
And we always have mother-daughter guy or sister-sister guy or girl-brother-brother.
Yeah.
You know. Even on days, we've had girl-grandfather and grandson. So, I mean, what the hell, you know, why the hell not? Let's have mother-brother EJ.
Right.
Sweet.
So, more EJ, so you know. Can't complain about that.
Yeah. So speaking of EJ, yeah, let's get to that point with EJ's getting set up and Sammy and Will had the evidence, the show that he's being set up with the memory stick of the footage of the gloves being fished out of the dumpster. And the thing is, it's kind of out there. I don't know how Ian figured out that Sammy had it on a flash drive. And
Thank you. That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah. That didn't make any sense.
Yeah. How did that guy know to attack?
He must have somebody in the police department, though, that overheard all that, maybe. Oh, you know.
Can you
track
it to who took it from one computer to another? I don't know.
Hold on, we have a special caller. Hold on a second.
Oh.
Hello, 407. Is this Bob?
No.
Hello? No, who
is this? Hello? Is this Hello? Hi,
Amy.
Hi. Hello.
Is this Amy?
Hi, ladies.
Is this
Hi.
Amy?
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Wow.
I was just tipping you.
I shocked you, didn't I?
Yes.
Surprise. Well, hello. Nice to hear your voice.
For once, we're speechless. You accomplished the impossible.
I was only going to give you one more minute to answer your phone.
I didn't see the tweets, and I saw your tweet, and then I came to the dashboard. I didn't see you were there.
Yeah.
Oh,
so what are you guys up to?
Going?
What's that?
How's it going, Amy?
It's going wonderful. How are you ladies?
Good. What are you up to tonight with the Bob?
We watching the Olympics.
Ah.
Oh, what's on now? I don't even have a TV on. What are they doing now?
It's the men's gymnastic.
Oh, cool. I need to watch that one. I know that swimming earlier.
So Bob likes men's gymnastics.
So which country are you rooting for?
No.
Bob likes men in thongs. Is that what you're saying? Or men in tight clothing?
No, you're not going to put me on the spot.
I love this. This is a great dynamic. We get Bob's wife's on the phone, and we're all getting bashed. Bob, this is awesome.
Yes.
No, we need to get Bob on the phone.
He likes men in thong only on the weekends.
Oh man, I don't know. I'm kind of blushing right now. I almost don't know what to do. I'm kind of like I don't know. It's like
this
is
the
awesome.
Chase is on now. Yeah, we got you.
We sucked you in.
You got us on the phone and you don't know what to say.
I know. So, is Bob giving you feeding you something to say? What did he say something just now?
Is he feeding me something to say? No, he's feeding me strawberries though.
Is there whipped cream involved?
Strawberry and whipped cream.
Of course, in chocolate.
Oh man! So what did you think of the cliffhanger yesterday?
What cliffhanger?
on Days. Oh, yeah, you're not watching Days, are you?
She's not watching anymore, right?
I forgot.
We gave up on it, so you'll have to fill us in on what's going on.
There's like this underground gas explosion, and half of Salem is in jeopardy for 2 weeks during the Olympics. So, I'm sure I can guess who you guys would like to see dead. EJ?
Oh! Not an EJ fan,
Sammy.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm not a Sammy fan.
I used to like to tease Bob about that because he's a Rafe and Sammy.
I know Bob didn't like EJ.
He doesn't like swishy EJ.
What does that mean?
He doesn't like what? EJ?
Swishy.
What kind of?
You know, EJ.
Swishy.
Oh,
swishy the way he walks. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he walks all right.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Well, hey, Carrie, have you documented the phone number so we can track Bob and Amy down right now?
You have any questions you want to ask Bob? He's taking questions right now.
Oh, he's taking questions. Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm so glad we got invited to the Bob Hapcom press conference.
That's right. Are you his press secretary? When I say press, I'm not talking about, like, the press.
I'm his everything. I am his everything.
What trouble has he been causing lately?
I am his Monday through Sunday.
I kind of like the title press secretary, though, as a hoochie. That one takes on special meaning. I guess we don't have to guess what team you guys are rooting for. I mean,
Australia.
He's taking questions. Okay, ask him. Who he think? Which gymnast he thinks has the biggest package? We know he's looking. Ask him which gymnast he thinks has the biggest package.
Well, they're on swimming now, and it's the women, so they don't have packages.
Oh, never mind. I thought you were on gymnastics.
No, that's
darn.
Over with.
Oh,
well,
darn. That was fast. Let's see. Well, we don't want to get into politics, do we?
No.
If you want to know how Bob feels about politics, follow at Bob.
Jan in the chat room wants to know how sexy is Bob's voice.
Yeah, we want to hear him. He needs to get on the phone.
Hi, ladies.
Oh my God, I'm speechless.
He's been holding out on us.
Ooh.
Now we totally
are you behaving yourself, Bob?
I've been waiting for that perfect moment.
You've got us all blushing.
It's okay.
Oh, geez. I don't know what to say.
You're speechless, girls. What's wrong?
I know. I'm just giggling. I'm just kidding. Cozy Hooch is just a giggle right now. I mean, that's all. It's like,
yeah,
we're fangirling
right now.
Yes,
we're fangirling.
We are.
Right now.
Did you ever think we would fangirl over you, Bob? I mean, it's like, this is your moment. What wisdom do you have to impart? And I don't mean that literally. What to impart on us? What wisdom? What hapkism would you like to share with us tonight?
I don't have any wisdom tonight. just figured we'd give you guys a treat.
Well, we're happy you did. We're happy both of you called in. You guys are special friends, and we're happy to hear from you.
And we appreciate
go
all
USA.
The pimping.
It's a pleasure.
Exactly.
It's a pleasure pimping you.
USA. So what's happening on Days, girls? I haven't watched in the longest time.
Big explosion.
Yeah, there's a big explosion.
Stefano's still dead, right?
For now.
For now.
For now.
Of course. He'll be back.
How many times? How many times is that? Like three?
Oh, God, it's more than three.
Maybe about five,
he's just
six.
Yeah.
The mirrors always rise.
God, does he have more deaths or marriages?
No,
Stefano doesn't get married.
He just has kids with random people.
Yes.
I don't think Stefano ever got married.
That's
true.
Vivian. Well, Kate,
Kate is married to Vivian. Okay,
Kate.
That's right. Kate and Vivian.
Yeah.
No, Kate.
That's it, huh?
I think so.
He's been dead way more times.
Yes. I hear you.
Yes. Yeah, so we like it when the mirrors rise.
So who is presumed dead in this explosion?
Who would we like?
We don't know.
We don't know.
He wasn't around
mystery.
Anywhere. I was hoping it would be him, but I didn't see him around.
Yeah,
well, basically, it's Madison and Jack Devereaux. They're supposed to be killed off.
Is that who it is supposed to be?
Yeah, and that Andrew kid.
Oh, we don't care about
Well, we, yeah, well, we figured that, yeah. Matt,
well,
is that how they're doing it? Jeez.
I'm sad to see Madison go. I really like Sarah.
Aww. That's right. You did. You have liked her. That's right. And you like Lauren Coslow, right? Awesome.
Oh, love Lauren. Love Lauren. Love Crystal. I hated when Crystal left. I hated when Madison, the fact that Madison was leaving. Of course, I hated when Mark left.
Yeah. Well, we still miss Mark. That was such a frustrating thing. I'll tell you, because Molly and Mark were so cute together and so good together and loved Melanie and Nathan. And so, yeah, I'm still bitter about that personally. But
yeah, there was actually a day when Ken Corday had called them into his office and told them that they were going to be the next super couple.
Wow.
You know, that's how much,
never believe Ken Corday, ever.
Yeah. Fuck him, signs.
Yeah,
he lies all the time.
He lies all the time.
I guess so.
Oh, yeah.
Many
times.
They're lost. I've been watching Bold and the Beautiful because my girl Lindsay's on there.
That's Mark's girlfriend, right?
Yeah, Mark's girlfriend, Lindsay Godfrey, is on. She plays Caroline Spencer on Bold and the Beautiful. So we've been watching that, and she's getting some good. She's had some good moments. She's enjoying herself, getting the dress up, and having a good time on it. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. She's a neat girl, from what I've heard and read. So.
She's a sweetheart, absolute sweetheart, and a cancer survivor, too, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, wow.
She's so young to have been through so many things and everything, so, she's really, just from the things that I've read about her, she sounds like a really neat person, so you haven't scared her off yet, then? Or has she just not met you?
What's that?
I said, have you not scared her off yet, or has she just not met you yet? I'm just kidding.
She loves us. She loves us.
How could you not love you two?
And what's not to love, right?
What's not, yeah.
That's right.
Amy wants to know what you're going to get her for her birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You were supposed to say it that way.
I don't know. I was thinking of getting her a mop and a bottle of Mr. Clean or something, you know?
Oh,
why
gosh.
Am I not surprised?
You'll never get laid again.
So what day
actually,
is your birthday,
Fabuloso.
Amy?
She likes Fabuloso, so I'll probably get her Fabuloso.
what day is her birthday?
Isn't that till September?
Oh, okay.
He's got plenty of time.
He's got plenty of time to prepare.
I've been posting some things on Pinterest to give him ideas. I just put a Gucci purse up with $1,000.
Oh, is he on? Are you on Pinterest, Bob? Do you hang out there?
Hmm? Yep.
I don't hang out there, but
yeah, he can.
I'm on there, but I don't spend much time there.
Ah, okay.
I'm too busy bashing Paris Hilton and shit like that, you know.
And Kardashians.
I love it when you come up.
You make it fun to tweet. We really enjoy you guys both. You're a lot of fun, and
thank you.
Love it.
Thank
it's
you.
Nice to hear both of your voices too.
Well, thank you.
Seriously, I think you've successfully. I mean, even Teo Penguins couldn't shut us down like the two of you did. I mean, we're all like, oh my God, it's Alaska! The Huskers are on the way.
So I beat out Teo. That's pretty good, man.
Yeah. Don't tell Teo.
Oh God, don't tell. Don't let Teo know.
Yeah,
oh,
don't tell him.
He finally paid the phone bill, so I got to use my phone.
Oh, good. He gave it back?
No, he finally paid the bill.
Oh, okay.
That's funny. So you girls got to interview Ari the other day, huh?
Yeah, she was great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We love Ari, too. She's a good girl.
Yeah, as Carrie was saying earlier, we're going to have her on, I guess, for a full podcast. So you'll have to call back in and let her know.
I would love to talk to her. I love her.
Yeah, well, definitely. We'll watch for the Diva of Duel tweets and as soon as we know what it is. And
Be sure.
We'll introduce you as our special celebrity guest that wants to do it. We'll bump you ahead of everybody. How about that?
So when do you get to interview James Scott?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, after
see what
Jesus
you can do about
will
that,
be
Bob.
James Scott. Yeah. It's hard. He's not online anywhere, so, you know, it's hard to...
He has a Twitter account. He tweeted once, and that was it.
Yeah.
Twice. So he had two tweets.
Two?
Yeah.
Two. I missed the second one.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe he didn't
follow. I only saw one. I only saw one. What about Allie Sweeney?
Maybe
she ever, what's that?
We haven't ever had Allie on. No. So neither
of them.
It's hard to get. Yeah, I mean, she's doing two TV shows. She's filming a movie, and you know all the other stuff she does.
She's a wife and a mother and an author and.
So she's busy, not like us. She's not like me where I just sit on the couch and bullshit people on Twitter, huh?
Exactly. No, she can do all that and bullshit people on Twitter. Bam. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think Allie sleeps.
What's that?
So I don't think Allie sleeps. Either that or she has a couple of evil twins running around. I mean, holy cow.
Oh, well. Well, all right, ladies. I'm going to let you continue your show here.
Well, thank you guys for calling.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
We're so happy.
All right. Well, you keep pimping us.
Every week.
We'll pimp you harder now.
Well, I like it hard.
That's what Amy tells
us.
Just make sure you pimp me harder to Teo.
I don't know about that.
I like it hard with strawberries on top. I like it hard with strawberries on top.
Ooh. That's right. You enjoyed those Cantini hours, didn't you, Amy? Rather revelatory, I must say.
Okay, ladies, have a wonderful evening.
All right, take care.
Thanks for calling, Amy.
We appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye, girls.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ooh, nice voice.
I'm blushing right now.
I'm all flutter.
All flutter.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'm going to tweet what I think she wants for her birthday. I know what she wants.
You do?
Fur-covered handcuffs. Oh, that was fun. Oh, what a treat. I'm so excited. Finally got to talk to the Hapkos. Hello?
I never thought it was going to happen.
I think we were kind of like... speechless and shocked.
Did Hellfreeze over in Yahoo hasn't reported it yet?
Yeah.
No, that was cool. And yes,
yeah.
they both have very sexy voices. I bet there's a lot of sexiness going on in that household.
I bet there's a lot of dirty phone calls going on, a lot of sexting going on in that house.
Why, of course.
Of course. Okay.
Well, I'm sitting on Twitter right now.
Yes, that's Amy Hapka and Bob Hapka. You want to talk to her?
They're great. I love them.
Yeah.
Well, we don't even need to discuss anything else now. I know I'm satisfied.
Yeah, we can end the show right now. I mean, we can't talk that.
I just need a cigarette, and I'm good. No,
and we can't even do the show, ma'am.
I don't smoke. I'm just teasing. I'm just.
What
were we
I'm
talking
all
about?
Fucked. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. So yes, the RE interview is only eight minutes and 45 seconds. They shorted me 1:15. I was so pissed. So that's here, like I said, in the featured interview section. It's a featured one, and they promised me a longer one with her sometimes, though. So let everybody know, and I'll be squeeing as soon as they contact me about that one. Let's talk about Carrie Austin leaving before the cliffhanger on Friday. So that was Tomlin's episode that he wrote. So I was wondering, okay, what are they going to do with, how's he going to do Carrie Austin? So basically we had Kate and Austin basically stole the show on Tuesday. They had me crying. They were both tearing up and both saying, I love you. And it was so sweet and so sincere. You know, Carrie's too busy saying goodbye to Rafe for the 10th millionth time. I mean, really.
It's
I mean,
a regular meeting spot.
Yeah, she just said goodbye to him last week. You know, I mean, Rafe was like the second person she told that she was leaving Switzerland, leaving for Switzerland. She told Austin we're leaving for Switzerland, and then she tells Rafe.
Well, I'm not the biggest, hugest Austin, Carrie Austin fan, because I wasn't really watching when they were, you know, on originally. But I was taking my 15-year break from Dave at the time. Mm-hmm. But anyway, but I was listening to what was coming out of Carrie's mouth, and at that time I didn't know that it was the new regime that had written it. Plus, at the end, they still have the old writer's credits on the show for the entire week, so I don't know what's up with that. But anyway, I actually tweeted a couple of really sarcastic tweets about Carrie's dialogue and stuff, because I'm like, that stuff spewing out of her mouth had nothing to do with anything that's happened before, it seems like. It was just like, you're the best man I've ever known. Oh, yeah, like, he was lusting after you while he was still married to Sammy, not knowing that his wife had cheated on him, so that was irrelevant at that point. And, you know, meanwhile, Austin has been running around town doing anything and everything he can to keep her happy, make her happy, make her the queen that she is. You know, and meanwhile, Rafe is going around town, like, you know, panting after pregnant women, and, you know, I'm just like, really? I mean, I just thought it was piss poor. I really did. I just thought it was, you know, and I'm not even a Costin fan particularly, but I just thought it was
the whole
I just thought the actress's fault. It's not the actress's fault, of course. It wasn't Christie's fault, but it just was like, geez, seriously, pissed me off.
Did other people get mad about it? Yeah. Carrie was telling Rafe, oh, you're the best man I've ever known. And it's like, give me a flippin' break.
How about Roman Brady? How about John? How about Roman? There are a lot of people that she's done in her life that were better.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I meant, too. But, I mean, even
if
you
always follow
Austin,
the rules. Like what rule?
Oh, that was one of my tweets, was what rule book is he working out of or something? It was like, excuse me?
Yeah. Who wrote that dialogue? I don't know.
The whole thing was just awful. And, you know, since they were writing them, we found out they were fired. I'm like, they better have Carrie and Austin have a happy ending. And they didn't. The whole thing was about race. Carrie wants race.
No, because it really isn't a happy ending. No, right.
No. She's leaving to get away from Rafe.
Right.
Yeah. And I was surprised when Austin said he was willing to go to Switzerland. If Carrie doesn't go with him to Switzerland, he's going without her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow. You know?
Wow, yeah.
I loved his scenes with Kate. I loved his goodbye scenes
with
Kate. Those were sweet. And Kate's all crying. Oh, that was so sweet.
Yeah, and on Twitter, the actors were saying that Patrick and Lauren stole the show. I think Christy said that.
Cool.
Yeah, Christy said that, and I think Allison Sweeney. Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. I didn't even see that. I was kind of off and on Twitter this week, so I didn't see.
Yeah.
Yep, so Carrie chose Austin, and they're gone. So, and then Rafe, 2 seconds later, is going to be after Sammy. You'll forget all about his true love of Carrie. So it was just lame, and it was terrible. And I couldn't believe they couldn't come up with something better than that. It was just nothing but Carrie and Rafe temping for 2 straight months. And even when Austin wasn't even on, he was on, like, I think twice the entire month of June. It's like, come on. And then it was just terrible. And I'm actually missing the Austin-Kate relationship more than Carrie and Austin. So, oh, well. So that was the end of that. And then Patrick Muldoon tweeted this week, he's shooting another movie called Christmas Eve. So Pat's already shooting.
Well, he's doing well.
That's good. He's been unemployed for 2 months, and he's in a second movie.
Poor guy.
Yeah, and plus,
better
I know.
Off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he landed on his feet real quick, and his movie Spiders in 3D. I'm not sure when he shot that, but that's coming out on Halloween. So looks like he'll have 3 movies out this year. Okay, you want to do your Kate pimping this week, Anna?
Sure. I did part of it just now with those scenes. Yeah, they were really good with Austin and Kate. And on Monday, I'll be honest, I was not really happy with the Kate and Ian. I mean, nothing against the actors. Love Ian and Lauren. But I really was hating the way... I know from now until the end of Ian's story, I'm just going to hate Ken because they had so much potential, and I'm still so freaking mad at the writers and the show and NBC for not really giving them the story they deserve, because it started out great and there were so many stops and starts. You could tell there was a push-pull behind the scenes, and it was just ridiculous, and you could tell from what Marlene said when she left. And so it just really made me mad that they didn't get the full story, and we know that scenes were cut because scenes were spoiled and then never appeared. And so it didn't do either actor justice, and they did such a great job in the scenes that they have had. So I'll get off my soapbox on that and just say that the thing that really bugged me about Monday's episode was basically all of Kate's hand-wringing. I mean, now all we're getting is Kate looking at Ian suspiciously, Ian lying to Kate. So we know that this is not going to end well. We know. Now, it probably will be entertaining the way it ends, because I recall the tweets between Ian and Lauren on the day they shot the last scenes, and they were talking about jousting. So this should be an interesting finale for them. But still, it makes me sad, because we just love, so many of us love Ian and have loved him being in Salem. And so, Ian Buchanan, so he's a friend of the show and a friend of ours in a lot of ways. And so that's going to be a bummer to see that end. And I just feel sad for Lauren, too, because I know they've enjoyed working together, and they really, the story had so much potential. If they had really gone full blown, if the show had really gone full blown on it, it really would have been, I think it could have had legs for a long time, and certainly could have, with Ian possibly having been EJ's father or whatever. I mean, there could have just been a lot of different possibilities, and him being a Demira and everything. There were so many directions they could have taken it, but of course they chose the loser route, so. So I'm trying to accept the fact that it's going to be over soon. So I really don't have a lot of positive stuff, not because of their performances, because they always do great, but just that I'm really bummed beyond belief that, it's kind of been reduced to this point. So Mm-hmm. Anyway, so those are the main. And I love the Lucas. I love that Kate was with Lucas and she was with Austin this week. So that was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice seeing those scenes. And, you know, I was trying to see because I missed the last part, the big part with the explosion. So I was trying to watch it, and I kind of had to fast forward through it because I had to go to a meeting and everything, and I was watching it during lunch. But then today I tried to watch, like, the last part again, and I ended up having to, again, fast forward through it. So I didn't really get to see it, but I went back and tried to look again, and I didn't even see Kate at the end. I mean, I know she was at the event, but did anyone see anything fall on her or anything? Or did anyone see anything?
I mean, it's almost
like
after the explosion, how they showed different people.
Yeah,
I don't remember Kate.
Her, did they? No.
No.
I didn't see her either. I thought
like Daniel and Nicole.
And
Cameron and Abby.
And I think
they cut that too because unless they show it when they come back because
like you said about Jack, I didn't see Jack there either. Did they show Jack?
Maybe they're saving a lot of that for when they come back.
I don't know.
Because you would think they should have showed everybody like something, you know. And I know that in
they're
one of the magazines
Jack off that way. I hate that.
In one of the magazines it said that Kate, John and Marlena were together and that they were like, you know. And I'm like, well,
and Victor and Maggie,
had
they left or were they still there? Because some people had left, like Abe and Theo and
for the Magic mention.
And Julie.
The Sarah can't be here tonight, so let's mention Magic. They got some screen time this week, so that was nice.
Oh, and they had some good scenes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Thursday was the bomb. Thursday we had
Maggie doesn't
the,
take anything off of Victor. Yep.
Yeah, we finally got classic Victor back.
Yes.
Fingers and insults at Nicole.
And I'm wondering that must be Tomlin. That must be Tomlin's doing because Victor was like nothing for several months. He was hardly even on, and his sarcasm and everything was missing. And finally,
Oh, it was great stuff. That was, great scenes.
Yeah, so we had our magic moment, and Sarah's at a wedding. You can't call in and talk about it.
Oh, but, yeah, when we finally got our magic moment, huh?
She's at a wedding tonight, so Sarah couldn't call in. But I told her we'd be sure to talk about magic.
So the cliffhanger on Friday, I'd say I was actually really impressed with the special effects. Usually the disaster episodes on Stopes in general are just bad, like the like the tsunami. The tsunami on the island, that was pretty dumb. And like I say, this wasn't the first earthquake because Julie said, "Oh, I've never been in an earthquake," and she went through all the natural disasters she's been in, and it was hilarious. I've been through a hurricane and a tornado, and I've never been through an earthquake. But I thought maybe Doug and Julie weren't in town then, but Rex set off an earthquake years ago. I guess it would have been probably 2002
that.
And 2004. Yeah, he's something about a laser that he was going to turn like coal into diamonds or something, and he did it, and he ended up causing an earthquake. And that's, that's when Tony... But it ended up being Andre. Locked John in the sauna in that in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Yes.
And, I think that's when Tony Marlena.
And Rex was working on some kind of experiment or something. Wasn't it with something with a dime?
It was a laser.
Diamond? A laser.
Laser makes diamonds. Yeah. And then Tony and Marlena were stuck in an elevator and I think they kissed and they were almost gonna kiss.
She got sick or something, was laying in his lap or something. I remember that.
I think he was laying in her lap,
Or he was laying,
Oh, yeah, it was, actually, that was a funny episode. I recommend looking that one up on YouTube. It's a really funny one.
Yeah.
So we've had earthquakes before, but it just cracks me up that the Hortons and the city of Salem built an entire shopping mall on top of tunnels filled with gas. And the insurance company didn't have a problem with this. Knowing that these things are going to be blown up, the tunnels are going to be blown up extremely easily. And you just can't, even if you fill up the tunnels, they I don't think anybody would allow you to do anything on top of such a thing. I mean,
well, I liked it. Like you said, they had great special effects, and I was impressed with that.
Yeah.
They actually had stunt people that came in, so it was serious business. But, you know, the thing of it is, it's like, I guess it was kind of cool that they brought in the whole tie-in with Lexi dying and the, you know, here they were at this event, not her honor, and yet the very gas that supposedly created the, you know, the toxic gas that created the brain tumor when she was stuck in the tunnel for 6 months or whatever at Andre and Stefano's, you know, Andre, I guess, his hand, that's what ended up causing the explosion and all. I mean, I guess it's okay that they went there, they used that tie-in, but I don't know. Well, first of all, was anyone mildly bothered by the fact that people are reporting those explosions and stuff and people are feeling the ground shake and Roman's more worried about getting EJ and, you know, like, even at the cop shop, I think it even took him a while to actually react to the emergency because he was busy dealing with EJ getting bail and all that or whatever. I don't know. It just seemed weird. It just seemed like the timing was off there, but whatever.
Yeah, and Beau and Hope didn't do anything, and they were at the party.
That was odd, too, that here Melanie's missing, and they're just going to go to this, you know, I don't know. I mean, technically speaking, I mean, like, okay, Melanie, whether they like her or not or are close to her or not, she's tied to both Victor and Maggie, and Victor's Beau's dad, and Maggie is what Hope's aunt. So it's kind of, right. Now the relationship's right there. So I mean, so she's a part of their family, you know. And so I mean, it's really weird that they would all rather go. I don't know. That was just odd timing, I guess. I don't know. It almost would have been better if they had found Melanie first, and then it blew up.
So Melanie's not going to get killed in this explosion. She's going to leave some other way.
No, she's going to be on for a while.
No.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe that would be, that's not her.
No, I don't think
exit.
So. I think she's still surviving.
Just Madison and
her last episode isn't for a while. Now, since Madison and Matt's episode, Sarah Brown and Matt's episodes, their last days are supposedly both, what, the 15th? Isn't that about the time that Dave comes back, like, the you know, that week they come back from the Olympics? So they must die fairly quickly after that. I don't know. But I don't know.
Yeah, Melanie's not off the show until the end of September.
She's not off until the end of September?
Melanie will be gone to the end of September.
Okay.
And there are actually days right now, they were tweeting pictures of Halloween this past week. Cass was tweeting Halloween pictures, and some people are saying they're actually already into November. But, next week is, they're not working next week. I think they're working the week after either. So it won't be that far ahead, hopefully, when they come back in mid-August. But I gotta say, when I found the ants, like, oh my gosh, it seems like it takes forever. You know, you're just like dying for news, and there's nothing going on. And when they're not going, everyone's going on vacation.
Hey, Carrie, your phone's really messing up. Just FYI.
You know why? Because it's a sucky crackberry, and it sucks.
Yeah, it just crackles
like,
a little.
It's really cracking because I can barely understand you right now.
I was gonna say, now they're killing Jack off. Now, how many times has this been? How many times has he been killed off? Like, why don't, you know? You think he'd leave another way, but they always, you know, choose to kill him when he leaves.
Yeah,
as bad as, like, Tony, you know?
Yeah, why not keep him on a little longer? Hey, maybe have Jennifer pick Daniel and Jack just decides to leave town. Or, you know, he has a book tour to do. Why not have him leave and do his book tour? Because I say that episode, it was a while back. When Jack was to do his book tour, And Jennifer was given this look like, I'm going to pretend like I'm going to support you in this book tour, but I don't. And Jack decides, well, I'm not going to go on this book tour to be with my family. And mm-hmm. I thought that was shitty. Seriously, can my husband have a book tour? I'll tell him to go. But that's how you sell books. Okay? There's a reason why you have book tours. So I just thought it was shitty that Jack has to cut his balls off and hand them to Jennifer for her to be happy. It just seems like he's just backwards to be her happy, and she doesn't really do anything in return. So, but the one thing is Jennifer's fault, too. Sometimes when she's not happy with Jack, she just sucks it up and doesn't say anything, but she's stewing inside, and he knows she's stewing, and, you know, so that's kind of immature, too. But obviously, they could have just had him go on a book tour and have him come back. But what I was thinking, this is my storyline for Jack and how they can bring him back. Jack's, you know, he hasn't been suffering from PTSD in a while. I would have him say, we think he's going to save Abby who's in the elevator and he's going to kill himself. Why not have him maybe in the elevator shaft? Maybe he's in an enclosed, confined space and he has claustrophobia already from the PTSD. So why not maybe have him have a nervous breakdown and gets amnesia and he leaves town. And then, you know, when they decide maybe to bring Jack back, everybody knows, you know, everybody still thinks he's dead, but really Jack just had a nervous breakdown. And then, you know, maybe have Jennifer find him someday and he can't remember her and she has to romance him and try to get him back, you know. Anyway, mm-hmm. that's my storyline for Jack. And they could still do
but
it.
There's always a way to bring anybody back, you know, no matter how they die.
I don't think Jack, mm-hmm. there's going to be a body for Jack. That's my opinion.
They just never find him. Yeah. Makes sense. But Rafe was nowhere around that explosion, wasn't he?
People told me maybe his head would be under a pole or something. No, I'm just kidding.
Galen went on vacation, and that's why he wasn't involved in the cliffhanger. Rafe was out of town. But I just understand either. So I'm actually, if Ian sets off the police, have the mirror jet fueled up, and ready to go for EJ to go to Uruguay, I'd say that's brilliant. But then I don't understand. I mean, EJ listened to Sammy's advice, which was stupid. Well, if EJ knows at this point he's being set up and that Roman thinks he's ditching town, so why not just stay in town and be a good little boy?
It was so stupid, honestly. I mean,
I like
the part
why
that
did
I
he
like
run?
How,
because that made him
yeah,
feel
I
guilty
liked
then.
How, yeah, I liked how Will and Sammy came to his rescue and everything. And uh-huh. here Sammy's basically asking uh-huh. her son to be an accomplice to a getaway of a, you know. So, but she's like, oh, you can do that? But he's like, I can tap into the GPS at the station. She goes, you can do that? That was so funny. But, but it's kind of like, I was like, why has everyone lost their mind? Why did they suddenly come to the conclusion that EJ must run? You know, that was never really explained. That didn't make sense.
Because they were coming to arrest him because they thought he was going to run. Well, if he didn't run, then they couldn't have arrested him.
Right.
Yeah, where was the logic?
It just validates what they were saying. And the thing is, I know that it's that sense of, we know, Will and I know that you didn't do it because we saw the tape, you know, we saw you being set up. And I'm glad that somebody, was it Roman or somebody, or Will or somebody said, well, wait a minute, though, like, why was he ditching the gloves to begin with, you know?
True.
Which is a good question. But it was just kind of odd, like, I understood that the reason that they didn't want him to get caught, you know, that they didn't want him to get arrested again, was that they really know that he, or they feel that he didn't do it. But at the same time, like you said, it just makes him look guilty when they could have come for him and he could have been like, I wasn't the one that ordered my jet to be, you know, I'm still at the house. See, I'm still here. You know?
Yeah.
Monitor, you know, I don't know. It just, that part didn't make sense to me. I don't know. I mean, again, I know the Ajammies are loving that EJ and Sammy were together like that, and that's cool, I guess, but I don't know. And then what, at the end, everything blows up, she's hanging over the side and he's holding on to her for dear life? Is that how it ended?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it ended, with Sammy hanging. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Carrie, you just wrote in the, I can't get in the chat room, so I can't actually type this, but I can see it. You said something about SOD. You said the writers are retooling Wraith. How do you retool a tool?
I can't retool a tool. That's
what I'm
scared. Retooling him, attachment. How? He never changes. There's
but
just,
you know,
they need to take...
How do you add a note to a one-note samba?
Yeah.
You're right. I think Galen did tweet or do an interview about that he thought Rafe was going back to what he was. And I don't know, maybe
what was
they
he?
Mean
yeah.
less of a hypocrite. Maybe he thinks that the
I'm
whole
so
thing with Carrie.
Damn
it. Yeah, maybe the whole, he thought the whole thing with Carrie made him look bad. So I don't know. Yeah. Because remember in the very beginning, Rafe thought Austin was after Sammy and he punched him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in the towel
Austin,
in their apartment.
Yeah. Yeah, and Austin wasn't after Sammy and Sammy wasn't after Austin, but it's okay for Rafe to go after Carrie. I mean, oh my God. And knowing, too, that was going to drive Sammy batshit crazy that he was going to do that. So, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you know, I liked Rafe like the first month of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking,
I liked him better than Brady at first.
Yeah, except that, you know, it's nice for Sammy to find a guy that doesn't know her baggage yet. You know what I mean? Because Lucas is always kind of throwing stuff in her face and saying, you know, listing all of her sins. You know, he kind of got past that eventually, and then such a love-hate thing with EJ and Sammy. So I think, here's Sammy in a relationship where, you know, they're not fighting all the time. You know what I mean? And then Rafe ended up being a bit of a tool. Like, Rafe and Dan are almost super, super light, too. I don't like this whole idea that the men think it's okay to hide other men's babies from them. And Rafe's doing that, and Daniel's doing that, and Daniel just had that happen to him with Chloe.
I know.
Right.
Well,
so,
he had that happen to him with Maggie, you know, his mom. He didn't know who his real parents were, for crying out loud.
Yeah, so I don't know what retooling of Rafe is going to be about. I have no idea, but I got the impression that Rafe is going after Sam again. But there's rumors around saying it's going to be Rafe and Hope. So,
oh my God.
For real.
Yeah,
I know.
They kind of foreshadowed Rafe going after Sammy because Carrie said about, you know, that, you know,
she's under your skin. Yeah.
Yes, and you know you're not over her yet, and right. So that's what I'm thinking they're going back. But Rafe and Hope?
Ooh. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Now, how is Bo going? How's Bo going to leave? Have you heard that? If he does leave, huh?
People think, speculating, he's leaving because Steve Johnson's in trouble, and maybe then they both get in trouble together. That's what a lot of people are speculating. Because I guess Peter said he didn't get killed off.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to recast him.
I was hoping they didn't.
Yeah, Peter was quoted in Silver Digest in an interview with him, and from what he said, 2 years ago he had a 2-year deal. Well, last year the show came back to him and reworked his contract, which I'm assuming means he probably took a pay cut last year. So, and I'm assuming that they gave him one hell of a pay cut for this
contract, because we know he turned down the contract. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, the whole thing with soaps and their contracts are so shitty. They don't mean anything either.
No.
They mean
nothing.
They
get rid of them anyway. No, they don't.
Because you can be fired 3 months later. But they did that, Young and Restless, they do that all the time. They'll sign someone to a contract, and like 2 months later, they say, take a pay cut or we're killing you off. I mean, they did that with Melody Thomas Scott. They did that with Eric Braden. And so what the hell is the point of a contract? And
yeah, why
union,
have a contract?
It's only to the benefit of the show, of the producers and stuff. It's not to the actors' benefit for the most part.
At that point, why not just go? I know there's a lot of stigma against going being recurring, but why not be recurring then? You know?
Of course, they have something to do with their benefits and all, too, you know? I mean, there is that whole stigma, like you said, even though, I mean, Donna Ellis has been recurring forever, but while Tommel was there, he got more screen time than, you know, he had in years. So, you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they do, too, have a minimum episode requirement, too, in the contracts. You can see... But Christy Corgan and Patrick Muldoon, she had more guaranteed minimums than he did, and that's why she was on a lot more often than he was.
Oh.
And I'm thinking with Peter that they were giving him very few episodes to do. I mean, what was the point of having Peter on the show? Say if he's only supposed to be on for twice a month. What would the point be? Or even once a week? I mean, can't write their story for a guy who's not on very much. In the last couple of years, whenever his contract came up, they just wrote him off the show for like a month. They used up all of his episodes.
They do that with Eric Braden, too, it seems like. While they were negotiating his contract every year or whatever, they seem to write him off for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so since Ari, I haven't listened to your podcast from last night yet for the interview, but since Brick Hole is not going to happen, which we kind of suspected because of Eric Braden coming back, but what do you guys think is going to happen with Braden?
There's rumors of Braden and Abby, or Braden and Abby, or Braden and Jennifer. I can't remember what it was, but there's a rumor after saying Braden is going to get. He's in been in a relationship with a person he's never been in a relationship with before.
Oh.
So a lot of people are thinking.
I like Abby and Cameron, though. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Abby and Cameron. I really do like them.
Yeah, they're
cute. And there's something, who else was I going to mention?
I also have Bradison. They're almost wedding was supposed to be today. And, of course, Madison has an extremely inappropriate wedding dress on.
Oh, God, because she's late for a toga party. Jeez.
Yeah, the skirt was way too short, and then she had one long sleeve.
I'm sorry, they never got the wardrobe right for that girl. Never.
No.
I cannot even think of one outfit she wore. And, you know, it's not like, I mean, I know Bob was a fan of hers. I'm not a fan of hers per se, but I know the little bit that I saw, bits and pieces of General Hospital when she was on when she played Sakara's daughter or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, she seemed like she was pretty hot on that show, you know, but like on Days, it's like the blonde thing wasn't working, even the hair wasn't working, the wardrobe wasn't working. Just it didn't seem like anything was really working for her on the show. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jan in the chat room says Kate and Braden. I would love to see that. I doubt if it'll happen, but I would love to see that. I'd much rather see his naked chest with her face next to his naked chest than Madison's. But and Kate needs some loving these days since Ian's turning out to be, you know, not her ally. It looks like.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. But
Roman maybe.
For it too.
Hmm.
I wish she'd get some sort of romance going. Darn it. She needs a story. Jeez.
They came in again. Take that.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's
been a long time for Roman.
A minute ago, I had a thought about somebody on there. Now I can't remember. Let's see. Did I get Cameron and Abby, or Abigail? They're adorable. It's nice to see Jack and Jen this week.
Gabby and Chad. Is this Gabby's going to get away with it?
Oh, God.
Did Andrew say something
to Chad about Gabby at the end? Did he spill the beans?
No.
Melanie is very, very suspicious of Gabby, and so was Abby. Abby was suspicious all along. So I think because Andrew kept saying, oh, we're not leaving until I tell Melanie everything about you, Gabby, and blah, blah, blah. And Melanie is looking at his face like, what the hell?
One thing I loved was that Brady found Melanie. I was so happy because I think they are adorable.
Yes, I
really miss their brother-sister chemistry. They used to be so cute together, and I used to just love how they looked out for each other, and I really miss that because they've only had maybe one scene together in the last several months, it seems like. And I really had missed that about them. I really enjoyed that. So I thought it was really cool that he was determined to find her and that, you know, even stood up Madison just to try to find her. So I loved that. I'm glad they put that in there. And if Tomlin was responsible for that, then kudos to Tomlin on that one, because I have mixed feelings about Tomlin, but I will say, at least when he was on, Brady and Melanie had that sort of, you know, that sort of, I look at it as a brother-sister-friend relationship. I mean, some people wanted them to be romantically involved. I never really saw that, but I thought they were really adorable together.
Jennifer said in the chat room, if Kate gets with Brady, that means she was with Victor, John, Brady, and Daniel. So Yes,
yeah.
So she had
everybody.
So we still have Kate and Bo. That's Victor's other kid, and obviously she engaged with Philip, because that's her son. So she could get the Kiriakas trifecta if she gets Brady.
Yeah.
There's Victor's John's father-in-law,
John.
A gray Brady, a nice gray Brady with Kate would be hot. I mean, they were hot in scenes together just at the coffee.
Yeah, the whole thing with Vivian and stuff. Yeah.
Even back then, yeah.
But back then when,
Okay, so are we going to start the Kate and Brady campaign? Are we calling them Katie or are we calling them Brady?
Kate.
Brady. I don't know, Brady.
I'm going to tweet Lauren, see what she has to say.
See what she thinks about it.
Brady
and Kate
never responded to me ever, but Lauren does. So we'll see what Lauren has to say. So,
I think we'd Eric, too.
Yeah, I think we got something. I think we have a plan. So Well, see about Kate and Brady, because, you know, why the hell not? Wouldn't Stefano have a cow becomes the town? Oh, you know what? That would drive Ian batshit crazy, too, if Ian hates Brady
It
is. See, look at all the potential Kate and Brady have. I like it now.
Shake up the whole family, you know, all the families.
Back to the show, we had Ian taunting Madison because she hadn't heard from Brady, because Brady's looking for Melanie. And it was sweet. Brady's like, oh, was telling Chad, oh, I don't want to get married without Melanie there, and blah, blah, blah. But at one time, though, Brady was out of the tunnel and went back in later, but he didn't try to get a hold of Madison, though, which is odd. And for some reason or another, some of the cell phones are working in the tunnel and some of them are not, which doesn't make any sense either.
Mm-hmm. Some of them probably have crackberries.
That's true.
The people who have blackberries are not working. People who have iPhones working.
Yeah, my husband told me, I was telling him I wanted to get another phone. My husband's like, yeah, why don't you get a BlackBerry? I'm like, no.
Everybody I know that has an iPhone is happy. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
And I had to change. I wasn't originally an iPhone owner. So.
Oh, Rose is mad because she missed Bob Hapka calling in. She knew she'd lose.
Rose. Bummer.
Poor thing.
Oh, maybe
you'll
just have to call in again. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's call in. There's a discussion in the chat room. I like Brate too. Jennifer says she likes Brate. I kind of like Brate too. Or Brate or Bratey. I don't know.
Or Bratey.
Like it's kind of like Katie and Brate or Brady and Katie. I don't know.
So they're going to get Jennifer and Daniel back together once Jack leaves. If he's dropping Nicole, so it's going to be Jennifer and Daniel then.
We're getting Jennifer. That's going to be.
I don't like any of these couples here. Oh my.
Yes, we got Rope. We got Rafe and Hope. We got Rope. And I'm pimping for
Katie. More like rape. It's more like
rape. And Hope.
What are they
thinking on Dave?
People are going to call him rape. They're not going to call him rope.
Rope? Oh, that's
going to be rape.
Rope?
Oh, God. the couple name, Ape? The first name that matches Rafe's personality, Rope.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'm being silly now.
Rope.
Yeah, they should just be disqualified. But, I mean, especially when you have Nicole and her couple of names are Dick Hole and Asshole.
Dick Hole and Asshole.
And Brick Hole, Lenny Jolie. So, yeah. But I love Ari has such a great sense of humor about the...
I don't like Rafe and Nicole. I would...
No.
I could go with that.
No.
Yeah, better than Rafe and Hope. Oh, my God, I can't see that at all. Just see Hope and Bo. I'm just one of those people that just can't see Hope with anybody else other than Bo.
I cannot see. No. Nicole's too cool. Rafe is bringing Nicole down. Nicole is not as much fun when she's
Rafe
with Rafe.
Well, Rafe brings everybody down.
Yeah.
Brady and Nicole really is who it should be. I don't see how they don't see that.
And I did like, I mean, if it was the only option, Rafe and Nicole were kind of cute, I thought.
I did. I thought they were.
I thought there was some chemistry there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's if we have to keep them, you know. But honestly, he's the only one that's the only pairing or potential pairing that he seemed to light up around in a way. I don't know. Otherwise, I just think he's kind of poor. You know,
it's because of Ari, that's why.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ari makes everybody look good.
Plus because the characters hated each other. And so I always like it when characters that hate each other get together. I don't know. I just always think that's fun. It adds another element to the chemistry or something.
I don't like fake hate, like Cameron Abbey's butsiness. Like, that stuff is lame and contrived. But Nicole and Rafe really did hate each other, and that's a little different.
Yeah, they really did. They really did have contempt for one another. The fact that didn't he try to sleep with her at one, or he was almost going to sleep with her one time to get information and stuff, and she was vulnerable. And he, wasn't that him?
I don't remember if it was him or Rafe, too.
Yeah. Oh, no, but a long time ago, when she was staying at that hotel, at one time, a long time ago, wasn't he, like, pretending to be on to her, like, being to her, and she almost let him in, literally, and then she found out he only wanted a CD or something that had a video on it of something. Seems like he was trying to get something she had, and they almost slept together, and she figured it out or something. I thought that was Rafe and Nicole a long time ago, but, like, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not, like, I wouldn't go out of my way to, like, ship them right now, but I definitely think that they had more together than some of these pairings did. But I'm curious to see what Greg Vaughn's going to bring to the mix. He is definitely hot. I've always thought he was attractive. I'm not a big GH watcher, but I've, you know, over the years, I've known who he is and everything. So.
It's pretty interesting, all these different pairings now. Oh.
But
so is Donna Marlane sticking around? Everybody hear anything? They're still there? Going to be there? Or
I'm sorry, what I didn't catch what you said.
Is Donna Marlane still going to be around, or what are they going to be doing? Or
going
to still be with the show? Or
oh yeah, they're involved with
anything
Kristen.
Now.
No, they're involved with Kristen.
Oh, that's right. They'll be involved with Crow.
Yeah, because Deidre's.
Oh, I keep forgetting about her coming back. Oh, God, I wish I could, but I totally forget. Who?
Oh, yeah.
Kristen. I said, I keep forgetting about her coming back.
Jeez. I want to forget that she's coming back.
That's what I mean. I want to forget. That's why I keep thinking of her.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, she's just, I'm not looking forward to that at all. I don't know. I mean, I didn't watch it when she was originally on, but I just see no appeal there. I mean, nothing against the actress. I just don't see any appeal. And I feel like she's going to steal the show from the other Damiras. So, kind of sucks.
Well, wait a minute. She's not a true Damira either. Like, they
I
keep
know.
Saying about this, all this. This is what gets me. They sent all this blood stuff, like the
I know,
Tony was accepted
as a Damira.
Yes, and so was Kristen. Kristen was adopted. Kristen and Peter were adopted. They were always said that they were Stefano's adopted children. So, but they weren't blood. But he accepted them. But yet he what's the difference with EJ then? That's what
I know.
It just doesn't make sense. Are they supposed to reveal who EJ's father? Are we ever going to know that?
I hope they rewrite that.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping it's going to be back to Stefano. It's truly going to be Stefano. Yeah.
Okay. Well. Oh, well. Oh, I want to say little Theo was cute on Friday. That was nice. Actually, I liked seeing the whole party scene, even though it didn't last very long.
Yeah.
Some of the clothes, we were talking about that, Anna. Remember before the show, what the hell was Abby wearing?
Oh, yeah, that was odd.
Abby.
Odd choice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the pantsuit. It's like she took it right off Hillary Clinton's wardrobe. I mean, how they were thinking. It was pretty bad. But, yeah, and Hope's, it looked like they were all wearing ordinary dresses, and then all the girls were just given sparkly shrugs to wear over top of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you get that impression too?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even remember what Hope had on. She wasn't really dressed up, was she? Did she have some kind of vest or something? I'm trying to remember what she had on.
I thought she had a black dress and she had a sparkly
mm-hmm.
jacket. And Kayla had a sparkly jacket too, I think. So.
Did she have like a long, was it brown or something? A long brown skirt? I'm trying to tell.
Yeah. I don't remember. I just remember the really awkward dance between Kayla and Abe.
Oh, there's another pairing. Ooh, okay. Jeez.
Well, I just hope they give us some exciting things to look forward to. I mean, I don't know. I just don't like
the sound of us coming up.
I know. I was a little disappointed.
I don't like any of these couples at all.
Yeah.
Not too many of them. None of them, really.
Well, except for Jammy, you like them, but
Jammy. Other than that, ooh. I know. Seems like they're all with the wrong people. Of course, when you send half people away that they should be with, you know, with all who's leaving. Hmm. I know.
Okay, so any final thoughts? We got about 6 minutes left. So, anything we've missed?
It sounds so final. No, I'm kidding.
I know.
No.
It was nice to see Doug and Julie.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love to see them. And Susan Seaforth Hayes looks beautiful. I loved her hair and what she had on.
She looked great.
She just always looks great. So does he.
And little Theo. What do you say about his mom?
And Johnny and Sydney were on. I like Johnny again.
Yeah.
Johnny and Sydney. But,
you would
yeah,
say,
like,
actually, my kids were out of the room. I said, Johnny and Sydney are on. No kidding. They actually ran to the room to watch Johnny and Sydney.
Cute. That is so cute. Oh, those kids! Oh, that's so cute. I love hearing stories about kids like that. That's so cute. They were excited to see them. You know, it's funny because Mardar really didn't feature the kids a whole lot. You know, before that, the kids were on all the time. And if you notice, during Mardar's reign, the kids were hardly ever on. Even Theo and Sierra went on very much. In fact, there were times where I thought, oh no, did they soar out?
Sierra wasn't on.
You know, hardly on at all. So, yeah, I guess it'll be interesting to see what the new writers, new old slash whatever writers come up with. And we'll see. But I'm just, I don't know. I guess go team go. Oh, did you see me kind of ripping on the fact that NBC's not throwing out any dough to show promos during the Olympics for days? I was tweeting with Hey Jude 14, who does promos for them, and she's not an employee anymore of the NBC, but she still does special projects and promos for them. And somebody asked her, and so I tweeted. I was like, "Are you kidding me?" So I tweeted her a couple of tweets. I was like, "That's a bunch of BS. I mean, they can't even do like 30 seconds a day or something while the Olympics are covered. I mean, you could." Capture people who haven't watched in a while or maybe years.
Oh yeah,
you got a captive audience there. And she said, well, they do starting August 7th. Of course, she said Monday, so I don't know if she means this next Monday coming up or I don't know if she has the right. I don't know if her date was right or whatever. But one of these days, I don't know if it's this Monday or what. But Sony and NBC will have. Extended previews or something like that or promos on their sites for days.
Yeah.
But I just think that's really cheap. I know they're getting high ad dollars during the Olympics, but I'm sorry, there's got to be a time slot, even if it's not during when the actual show would have been aired, there's got to be some time. They could have sprinkled, you know, they could have even made a PR game out of it, like, oh, watch for Days of Our Lives commercials during the extensive Olympic coverage and, you know, make a game out of it or something, you know, like, you know, prizes or something or contests of some sort to spot them and, you know, play something on
the,
you know, on
they drop the ball again, you know.
What they're doing is...
they drop the ball again.
But she said that they were spending their money, they were basically focusing on their coming prime time lineup for fall, which... Who the hell even watches NBC primetime? That's the sad thing. But anyway,
I watched The Office. That is the only thing I watch on NBC primetime. I watch The Biggest Loser.
And I watch The Apprentice when it's on NBC. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else I actually watch regularly on NBC.
Aside from that, it used to be my favorite network. I watched it in the 80s. I watched Cosby Show, Family Ties.
Now it's must be.
It was, you know, Friends, Seinfeld, Cheers, even Night Court, stuff like that. And there's nothing to watch now. But they did advertise during Friday's show. I think starting Monday, they are going to have live chats with Dave's actors on NBC.com. So, but we don't know who and we don't know when.
Wait, what? Say that again. What?
They're going to have live chats with Dave's actors on NBC.com.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they're going to have live chats. But we don't know who and we don't know when. So, yep.
Hmm.
That's how they run things on NBC. So, well, we're coming to the end of the show.
Oh, boy.
We're not going to be doing our weekly show the next 2 weeks because there's no days in the next 2 weeks. So if we're on, it's probably because of an interview. So, but, you know, I don't know if we'll hear back from Ari or not for the next 2 weeks either, because I'm assuming she's probably on vacation. So, our three-year anniversary is on August 18th. Three-year anniversary of our first show ever on Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Happy anniversary. So.
Awesome. Hey, by the way, Amy's avatar on Twitter is adorable. It's a wedding picture of her and Bob.
I see that.
Cute. Very handsome couple.
And actually, I think the 18th is a Saturday, so we should be back on the air by then. So, yeah. So we can have a little party. So I can't believe it's been 3 years. Holy cow. It's oh, my God. Time's flown.
Well, good deal. All right. So unless we have an interview, we'll see everybody in a couple weeks.
Yeah. And I'd like to thank everyone in the chat room tonight. And I'd like to thank at Bob Hacka and at Amy Hapcock for calling in and entertaining us.
Surprising us. That was awesome.
Yay.
And our awesome hosts, Marianne and Anna. Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Marianne and I have been doing this for 3 years.
I'm a late comer.
Yeah, 3 years went by fast.
Holy cow.
Oh,
and
wow.
We still look fantastic. We haven't aged a bit in 3 years. It's amazing.
I didn't even have to pour us.
Okay,
that's
so
cool. Congrats.
All right. Team Katie all the way, baby.
All right.
Take care.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.